Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host and occasional lyric analyst, James Lampkin, ready to quiz you on all things musical. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. Play the game your way, whether that is on your own or with some others. Our 3 rounds today will be Grammy winners, Dance, 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 and 90s opening lyrics. For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available this episode is 20. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn about pop history and share your scores with other players. I love to see everyone that plays Pop Puzzle Trivia all around the world. And today's shout out goes to our players in Sacramento, USA. Thank you for playing. Also, feel free to pause throughout if you need to give yourself more time to think. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers at the end of the episode. Now, get ready and good luck.
Round 1.
In round 1 today, we are celebrating the artists who have received a prestigious Grammy Award. We have 5 questions for you, all about artists and songs that took home a Grammy Award. 1 point is available for each correct answer. Here are the questions. Question 1. Which track by the band Toto shares its song title with a woman's name and won Record of the Year in 1983? Question 2. Which K9 hit by the Baha Men took home the award for Best Dance Recording in 2001? Question 3. Which diva from Hawaii, known for her acting as much as her singing, took home the Grammy for Best New Artist in 1974? Question 4. Which new metal band, which share their name with a food staple, won the award for Best Music Video in 2000? Question 5. Which female rapper took home the prize for Best Rap Album in 2019 with the album Invasion of Privacy? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is Dance, Dance, Dance. Few things go together like music and dancing, so it's natural that many songs mention dancing. We have 5 clues for you, all about songs that mention the word dance or dancing somewhere in their title. 1 point is available for each song title that you can correctly guess. Here are the clues. Question 6. The lead single of the Barbie film soundtrack was this 2023 single by Dua Lipa. Question 7. This 2009 track was a hit for German group Cascada and suggests an emergency has happened inside the club. Question 8. One of the biggest hits of his career, this is both the title of the 1983 album by David Bowie and its lead single. Question 9. On this 1986 hit, Lionel Richie sang about defying gravity when he was having a good time. Question 10. This 2008 single was the song that started Lady Gaga's career and inspired the name of a successful video game series. That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is 90s opening lyrics. You're going to hear the opening lines read aloud from some of the biggest hits of the 1990s. They will sound a little different to normal, so there is 1 point for each song that you can correctly guess. You can also get another point if you can correctly guess the artist who was behind the song. Let's take a listen to those opening lyrics. Question 11.
When I look into your eyes, I can see a love restrained. But darling, when I hold you, don't you know I feel the same? Nothing lasts forever. And we both know hearts can change.
Question 12.
Say my name. Say my name. If no one is around you, say baby I love you. If you ain't running game.
Question 13.
Sometimes I feel the fear of uncertainty stinging clear, and I can't help but ask myself how much I'll let the fear take the wheel and steer. It's driven me before, and it seems to have a vague, haunting mass appeal.
Question 14.
I feel like I've been locked up tight for a century of lonely nights waiting for someone to release me. You're licking your lips and blowing kisses my way, but that don't mean I'm gonna give it away.
Question 15.
Oh my God, we're back again. Brothers, sisters, everybody sing. Gonna bring the flavor, show you how. Got a question for you, better answer now.
That's all our rounds complete. We will be right back after the break to reveal all the answers. And we are back. Grab your score pad and let's begin with our Grammy winners. Question 1. Rosanna by Toto. The song was written about the actress Rosanna Arquette. Question 2. Who Let the Dogs Out by Baha Men. Yes, it won a Grammy. Question 3. Bette Midler was the best new artist of 1974 and went on to a very successful career. Question 4. Korn. They won the Grammy for their video, Freak on a Leash. Question 5. Cardi B won Best Rap Album in 2019. Continuing on to round two, Dance, 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 you received clues about five hit songs, all of which mention the word dance or dancing somewhere in their title. The correct answers are question six, Dance the Night by Dua Lipa. Question seven, Evacuate the Dance Floor by Cascada. Question eight, Let's Dance by David Bowie. Question 9. Dancing on the Ceiling by Lionel Richie. And question 10. Just Dance by Lady Gaga. For our final round today, you were trying to pick 90s hit songs from just the opening lines. Now remember, you can score 2 points here. One for a correct song title and another for a correct artist. And these were the songs that you were hearing. Question 11, that was November Rain by Guns N' Roses. Question 12, Say My Name by Destiny's Child. Question 13, that was Drive by Incubus. Question 14, Genie in a Bottle by Christina Aguilera. And finally, question 15, that was Everybody, Backstreet's Back by the Backstreet Boys. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum amount of points available in this episode was 20. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. You can follow the show on Instagram as well, at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can jump on right now and let us know what you scored for this episode. You can also support our show by leaving a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. It helps others to discover and enjoy this type of content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.